This was a family issue over that weekend. They were down here in a group. One member of one group got in a jam with someone else, and as we see, you know, it resorts to somebody pulling out a gun. And what we had here then was two people being shot, both non-life-threatening, but very serious, that it happens in your neighborhood, in a park that you send your kids to, and very troubling, without a doubt. I think that to the degree that I can give you some comfort in that, is that this is not something that is a pattern of anything. It's not something that we will be looking to happen anytime in the future. I think when you get hundreds of people in a park, whether it's this park or any other park in the city, there's always the chance that someone's going to have a gun, someone's going to have a knife, and people are drinking, and they're going to be acting out. And we see it all the time, unfortunately. In this case, it was here. And I think you feel violated when it happens in the park that you see as your own home and your own backyard. We got on the case right away, and the detectives drilled down into it, and all indications are that the geography here had nothing to do with it. It was all about the people who had come in from outside the city. They had been doing this over a pattern of many years, and this year it went sideways. So we're on it. We're looking to take that to the fullest extent that we can as far as prosecuting those responsible. But to put you at ease, this is a safe park. It's a great park. It's a great neighborhood. People like you who care, who come together like this on a Saturday morning because you care, is why it is what it is. And I look around Long Beach and I see so many neighborhoods that take such pride in who they are, in their own neighborhood and also in the city of Long Beach. And I think that's what separates this city and this neighborhood from so many others, where you see disrepair and you see the signs of blight and you see crime as a result. And I think that the more you step up and the more you demand that things be taken care of and be done right, the better off we'll all be in the long run. So I'll turn it over now for any specific questions you may have about the incident itself. Who would be best? Jeff, you want to touch base? If he could give you a little bit more detail, he'll be joined by our gang lieutenant, Randy Hossauer. And feel free to ask any questions. There's some things they won't be able to answer because of an ongoing investigation. But if we can clarify anything for you, we certainly want to do that.
Hey, good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity to come and speak with you. I can't tell you how impressed and happy I am to see the turnout today. This is truly a testament to this neighborhood, that you're so invested in the safety and security here and involved. Back on Monday, Memorial Day, at about 5:15, one of the residents here called in a music complaint to the park, saying that there was a loud DJ. One of our officers responded and encountered a group of about 100 people enjoying a family reunion. The ages of the participants here were everything from infants to an 80-year-old war veteran celebrating Memorial Day. Our officer contacted the person responsible for the party, asked him to turn down the music. They did. Our officer stayed here for a few minutes to ensure that they complied, and they did, and our officer went back in service. About an hour later, we responded for a call of shots fired. And without going into the investigation, I'll defer to Lieutenant Hossauer. I can reiterate unequivocally that this was a family event. This family had been here for the last 18 years doing the same family reunion. This dispute arose as a result of an interfamily problem. And it was a random event, a random crime. It just happened to happen here. So again, I apologize that you had to experience that. It's tragic, it's terrible, it's scary, but we do everything in our power to ensure that our parks are safe.